This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to another edition of the Love of the Star podcast. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast you can find on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl winning scout, Brian Rodd, is 2/5 of the G-Bag Nation, which you can catch on the Odyssey app as well and on 105.3 The Fan, your home of Dallas Cowboys football. Brian, I just saw this. 31 years ago today, Jimmy Johnson left the Dallas Cowboys. Now, for you, you might have a unique point of view and perspective on this because you were competing against Jimmy Johnson and the Dallas Cowboys. When this day comes up, I don't know how often you really think about this, but do you have any memories of like shock or what was going through your mind in the football world when this news broke?
Yeah. You know, 31 years ago today. Yeah, you're absolutely right. We were competing against the Cowboys, you know, the first 5 years, 6 years. I mean, their Super Bowl run when they were, you know, when they were winning those championship games, the team was outstanding. Jimmy Johnson, a big part of that. You kind of were like thinking, wow, what could happen to break all that up? What was what was the cause? And we were always scrambling. We had a good handle on how to beat San Francisco. We never had a good handle on how to beat Jimmy Johnson's Dallas Cowboys. Just never did. Well coached, always prepared. Players were outstanding. In big games, they were just so much better than we were. And you just wonder how like something that was going along that well could completely come apart, unravel as it did. And, you know, it's still, as you brought up 31 years ago, that there's still questions why, and I'm sure people out there listening to our podcast are thinking, well, it's Jerry. It's Jerry. Jerry's the one that did this. And yeah, Jerry had a big part of this. And, you know, both guys have huge egos and, you know, it was one of those things. But if you kind of remember the story of Jimmy Johnson, he never stays anywhere really too long. You know, he's kind of a 5-6 year guy, and then he kind of moves on to the next challenge in his life. Now, he stayed at Fox Broadcasting a long time just to retire here recently. But as far as his coaching, you know, he was kind of a guy that was interested in building a program, moving on, and then getting to the next job. And, you know, that's – know, he had some ideas of things. I mean, he flirted with Jacksonville at the time, you know, was an expansion. He flirted with some different opportunities, you know, and then the Dolphin one became available for him. He took that for a few years and then he moved on. So kind of his MO, but yeah, really surprising that two guys that had so much success together parted the way they did.
Well, the free agency way of things has kind of slowed down a little bit for the Cowboys. We're really just kind of all full steam ahead for the draft. I did see one former Cowboy this morning as we're recording this on a Wednesday, Trey Lance. It looks like the Saskatchewan Roughriders have added Trey Lance, the former number three overall pick of the 2021 draft. Of course, the Cowboys trading a fourth for him to their negotiation list of this week. So Lance's father, Carlton, former Saskatchewan Rough Rider cornerback. So I guess there's a little bit of connection here with the teams. But
sure.
Is this a surprise? Like Trey Lance already looking at maybe exiting the NFL. Maybe the interest wasn't there and he's looking to try and continue his career in the Canadian Football League. Do you think the Cowboys should have maybe kicked the tires on bringing him back as a backup?
Yeah, you know, it's always surprising. And I guess it proves if he ends up in Canada, that this kind of closes the circle then of a team like the 49ers thought as much as they did of him, gave some the draft capital they did to draft him, to get him there, to work with him, and then to move on. Dallas saying like, well, wait a minute, we had the top of a second round grade on him. We kind of liked him too, maybe not as much as San Francisco liked him, but you know, Dallas gave a fourth round pick to San Francisco to get that opportunity to work with him. And you know, unfortunately, it looks like to me that there are probably some teams that didn't covet him as much. Now, maybe in the drafting process they did, but now they're starting to see, you know, the play at San Francisco, his inability to stay healthy at the time. Dallas, what, you know, teams could go back and look at all the preseason tape they want. And maybe the Cowboys themselves are saying, and with Brian Schottenheimer is like, listen, not interested here anymore. Everything was all positive. The talk was positive. Mike McCarthy, you know, when he talked about Trey, but maybe there were some things behind the scenes that we didn't see. Maybe those practices weren't great. You know, maybe the meetings weren't great. Everybody, they talk about Trey Lance being a really bright guy. I don't know if that would be the issue, that can he pick things up, or is the fact that Trey Lance is who Trey Lance is. And we all in this period, and I know you and I are going through it right now, and I've been evaluating quarterbacks, and it's really, you're trying your best to get a firm understanding of what you're potentially getting into. I think this is why you have so many misses with the quarterbacks, is because you got people like the 49ers that absolutely love Trey Lance. You got people like the Cowboys that absolutely love Trey Lance. And then there's other teams now sitting out there. They're going, wow, we like Trey Lance too. But fortunately for us, we didn't have to give up the draft capital or the financial commitment to see if Trey Lance could play or not. We're going to evaluate the tape and it looks like that he can't play. So, you know, unfortunate. I did think that maybe that Dallas would try and kick the tires on a kind of a veteran minimum deal or an incentive kind of a thing, but they would rather, it sounds like that they would rather move on, and see if they could do something in this draft, whether it, you know, there's a lot of whispers and speculation and something we need to kind of keep an eye on. Zach, is you and I like to watch where these coaches go for workouts.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at where Brian Schottenheimer is going, I believe he's with the Texas workout. And yeah, those Texas has got a lot of players, but Texas also has Quinn Ewers.
Sure do.
He's going to Ohio State. They have Will Howard there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's making these trips. Around to see. He's going to Oregon Pro Day. Okay. Oregon's got a lot of players there, but they also have Dylan Gabriel there. Now,
right,
we're talking about guys that aren't named Shedeur Sanders and, you know, not named, you know, Ward. We're talking about guys that are probably somewhere between third, fourth, and fifth round prospects. So maybe as we focus on their position coaches doing stuff, maybe Brian Schottenheimer's going around and getting an idea on these down the line quarterbacks, if the Cowboys in fact are interested, which I think they absolutely are. I don't think you could go into the season with just saying, okay, Will Greer's our guy. I think they would like to add somebody that potentially is better than Will Greer.
Yeah, we had this conversation on the draft show yesterday. Like, at what point in the draft would you look to take a quarterback? And, I mean, look, you've been in those rooms. I'm sure if you fall in love with a guy, there's probably not a point that's necessarily too early. I know just from the outside looking in, I'm just looking at all the holes on this roster, and you've committed to Dak Prescott. He's your guy. I don't know that you have the luxury personally to go before you got multiple picks in the fifth round. But I guess, hey, if you go and work out a Will Howard and he's sitting there pick 76 in the third round, or a Quinn Ewers from Texas, for example, or maybe Jalen Milroe slides a little bit and you're just tempted by the athlete that he is and think, you know what, if we could get that arm kind of fine-tuned a little bit, there is so much talent there. Let's take a risk. I mean, is it worth it? Do you think the Cowboys might go as early as day two on a quarterback?
No, I think that you know, they like to talk about personnel being a 24/7 job, and they have to do their due diligence on these quarterbacks. I know there's a lot of people that are listening to this podcast saying, why, you know, but the one thing Dallas has proven they're willing to do is they paid their quarterback. He is one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the league, and they did what they did with Trey Lance. They threw a fourth round pick at Trey Lance. Let's go back to some previous drafts under previous administrations. The whole thing with Connor Cook, Paxton Lynch, they're always, even going back to when I was involved in personnel, always hunting quarterbacks, And so, you know, they've been very fortunate with Dak Prescott. They believe they had Jameel Showers. They believe they had their Dak Prescott and Jameel Showers. I mean, sometimes just being, throwing something at it or having a plan or, you know, and I say the word plan, but people probably, they don't have a plan, Brian. They're just, but they're hunting quarterbacks. And so I wouldn't put it past the Cowboys to be looking at one of these guys in the third, fourth, fifth round. I mean, they don't have a four, but somehow, some way they get a fourth back or say the third round or the fifth round, whatever. It wouldn't surprise me one bit, because the history tells you they hunt quarterbacks. I mean, early 2000s, we hunted quarterbacks because we lost Troy Aikman. You know, you had to, you know, now how did we go about it? We went about it really the wrong way. But under Stephen Jones, Jerry Jones, they've made commitments to trying to find quarterbacks. And I can say, I think Brian Schottenheimer on these trips that he's going on, there are some guys that are considered right now backup quarterbacks that potentially could be starters one day. And you mentioned the holes. Zach, I'm with you, man. I think there's a lot of holes to fill. I think free agency helped them in some ways. If they would have sat there and done absolutely nothing like they did last year, then I would have said that there's no way in hell that you draft a quarterback or even think about drafting a quarterback. But what I'm looking at right now is they're still going to have a lot of holes even after this draft. You know, they're going to have to find a way in college free agency even after the draft. You know, Jerry and Steven's willingness to spend, you know, six figures on players after the draft. Some teams just trying to kind of fill out the rosters. The Cowboys try and get those guys off the draft board. You know, the tight ends from Minnesota last year, you know, they try, and the first thing they do in college free agency is go after maybe some guys came through on Dallas Day that we don't know about. They're like that are on their board that they know they have a workout on. They really like. See, I still think even after the draft, they're going to have some holes. You know, will it be as many? Probably not, but there's still going to be some holes. I don't think picking a quarterback should deter you. You know, you're still going to have holes. That's just kind of how I look at it. Maybe you won't have as many, but if the quarterback is better than, and there's a lot of third and fourth round guys I know on your board that you really, really like more than a quarterback, you know, and if that's a guy, if a wide receiver or a nickel corner or a defensive tackle is in that mix, over a quarterback, sure. But I think they're hunting the potential backup right now in this draft.
And this does, as we're watching the quarterbacks, it kind of feels like a great draft to get your backup guy. I think you've got a lot of long-term backup quarterbacks in this class. Now,
sure,
maybe to your point, hey, I don't think people are looking at Brock Purdy as a franchise guy necessarily. And then now look what's happened there. Same thing with Dak Prescott. If people knew that Dak or a Tom Brady or some of these guys that go on day three are going to turn into that, they're not hanging around till the fourth, sixth, Mr. Irrelevant. They're going in in the first round. But, you know, this draft does have a lot of guys. Seth Hennigan, who's going to be a Dallas guy Dallas Day guy, went to Memphis, four-year starter, played a lot of football. That's something we've talked like has translated well. These guys that got the snaps, got the opportunity to play a long time, set records there at Memphis, 6'3", 215, big kid, has a good arm, played at Denton Ryan here locally. Curtis Rourke from Indiana, another interesting kid, 6'4", 220. I brought up Kyle McCord, who I liked quite a bit. Really impressed me much more than I thought when I got to see him live at the Shrine Bowl workouts. Like, this is a physically impressive kid. They can spin it, has good arm talent. I love the adversity that he played through last year after being kicked out of Ohio State, basically. Went to Syracuse, helped turn around that program. So there's a lot of good storylines and a lot of kids that played a lot of college football that can come in and help you as a backup quarterback that you can bring in and develop here. This is a solid class for backup quarterbacks.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, I know that I have to do Tyler Shuck. He's a guy coming up. I know Kyle McCord is a guy I have to study. You mentioned Rourke from Indiana. You know, there's several guys that kind of fit that role. And, you know, I know people are freaking out like, you know, hey, that, you know, they can't do this again. No, you can do this. The whole idea is to add talent as you see fit. You know, I would rather take a chance on a quarterback than I would maybe take a chance on a guy that I'm, you know, maybe as I mentioned, a linebacker or somebody like that I just don't feel as good about. Man, some of these quarterbacks, you know, I was watching Dylan Gabriel this morning from Oregon. Feel good about Dylan Gabriel. Dylan Gabriel's a 5'11 guy, and he doesn't have a lot of power to his body. But, you know, he ends up in a situation like with Miami where they get the ball out quick and they kind of understand how to work with a smaller quarterback like that. There are places for these quarterbacks to end up. And just because you pay Dak Prescott doesn't mean you can't try and have the best backup quarterback you can in the league. Look what the Commanders did to you in the final week of the season.
Sure.
You know, their starting quarterback was not very good that game. And all of a sudden, Marcus Mariota comes in the game, in a game that they, you know, that they wanted to win. Marcus Mariota went in there as a backup quarterback and got a win. So I don't think you can just sit there and say, oh, because you have Dak Prescott that you can't address the quarterback situation. I would much rather take a flyer on a quarterback than I would take a flyer on a guard from some directional school that's not going to play except end up on the practice squad. You know, I don't think there's any point of that. I mean, if there are quarterbacks on that board that are comparable talent-wise to the players you're talking about, third, fifth round, wherever, I think you owe it to yourself to make that determination, say having this guy on our team is worth it for us right now, especially with some of the health concerns that Dak had, of course, last year. That's unfortunate, you know, but 2 years ago, I mean, you've got an older quarterback. You need to kind of think about protecting yourself a little bit there. I don't know if Will Greer's that guy. I'm not going to sit there and stake me winning games on Will Greer. You know, I'll take a chance on some of these guys. As you mentioned, a lot of these quarterbacks have a lot of experience. A lot of experience, you know, Quinn Ewers, a lot of experience playing. Dylan Gabriel, a lot of experience playing. You know, Milrow, a lot of experience playing, you know. I mean, there's guys in this draft. Howard from Ohio State, a lot of experience playing and playing in big damn games and winning big damn games. So please don't be closed-minded about adding a position just because you think, you know, because you have the highest paid quarterback. Him sitting there is insurance if something happens to your highest paid quarterback, which two of the last 3 years, something's happened to him.
100%. I think that's one where Ty should go to the quarterback. There's no more important position. And if I've got guys
if you got the right one.
And that's part of their evaluation, and they get to be around these guys. And you're right. If they find a guy that they like a lot, why not? I mean, I don't think people remember fourth round. Cowboys didn't even take Dak with that first pick in the fourth. They took Charles Tapper, the defensive end out of Oklahoma. So they did go another position out of quarterback. Nobody remembers that guy, but they do remember Dak Prescott. You hit at that quarterback.
Absolutely.
That's going to be very, very valuable. No question about it. All right, let's keep with the pro days. You are listening to the Love of the Star podcast. Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.